play another version of the Preferred Lines selfie video. This is Chad Eckert of the Preferred Lines. You can follow me on Twitter at EdinaRealChi. I'm excited. It's the Masters. It's coming up. And you might be excited too. I know it's early. But you might want to plunk down some money now, today. And who are you going to do that with? Let me start off by telling you, of course, the guys at the top of the board, the Brysons, the DJs, the Roms, and all those people. They're good. They're players that are worthy of being at the top. But it's not as fun to bet the top of the board. But if you are one of those people and you want the favorite of the favorites, it's Justin Thomas. This dude is poised. Not only is he coming in top form, having a second at the Zozo 2 weeks ago, he had a T12 the week before that. He was T8 at the US Open and second at the Tour Championship just September. Consistently one of the best ball strikers on tour, Justin Thomas has played each event at the Masters better than the last. T39 in 2016, T22 in 2017, T17 in 2018, and then 12th last year. If you need a name to feel confident about at the top of the board, it's Justin Thomas. But maybe you'd want a value. Maybe you want someone that has just as good of a chance, but you get to make a little bit more money on, and that's Brooks Koepka at 20-1. You know, I'm very curious to see how he does perform this week at the Houston Open. That's right, we have another tournament to play before you get the Masters going. And he's playing there with his buddy DJ, and they're the betting favorites, despite having withdrawn from the US Open just over a month ago. He did play the CJ Cup a couple weeks ago and did okay. I mean, middle of the road, T28. And we all know Koepka coming into this week, if he was in top form and he was 100% healthy, his number would be closer to where JT is and the guys like DJ at the top of the board. So at 20-1, a major killer like Brooks Koepka, give me some of that. He's won 2 US Opens. He's won 2 PGAs. And he was close last year. He finished runner-up. And the year before that, you see T11, and then you see T21. So I think Brooks Koepka, if you're going to do something where you go off the top and you want a value, do it with 20-1, Brooks Koepka. Well, and I have a few more names for you that you might want to get into today before their prices start to get slashed. That's how it goes. You might be too late already, though, but Bubba Watson is going to be talked about as one of the, he might be the best Augusta golfer besides Tiger Woods on the planet Earth. This dude's a whisperer of the Masters. Follow Justin Ray Golf on Twitter. That guy, he tweets stats and things. And you can't go 2 tweets without mentioning Bubba as someone who's doing well at Augusta. So, 40-1. Bubba Watson, get it now before it drops even more. Matt Wolf, you probably are too late to this party too. He was 66-1 at the Masters year about middle of the summer. Now, sitting at 33-1, everyone's aware of his bomber mentality. We know, you know, you have to be long, especially in the cold November wind at Augusta. And places where bombers pop, he's popped. Look at places where Bryson's done well. And what is Bryson? A straight up bomber. So if Bryson's at the top of the board and you could get Wolf, who is baby Bryson, at 33, do that. You want a little more risk? What about the savvy veterans in the 60s? You can get 4 of them. You can get Adam Scott, Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, and Jason Day. Scott, Spieth, Rose, Day? That used to be the top of the board. Why are they in the 60s? That's crazy. Well, they're coming in with some flaws, a few of them. And, you know, you could probably talk crap about all 4. But the one that I like to talk crap about the least, especially if we're talking Augusta, is the guy that's tied with Tiger, where he has the course record at minus 18. He did it in 2015 when he won. He followed his debut, guys, in 2014, a T2 with a win. And he followed that win with another T2 in 2016, and he should have won that. We all know what happened. He was a 5-stroke lead going into the back 9, and he blew it away. Still finished runner-up. And then his bad years at Augusta are T11. And last year was his worst year ever, and he was T21. Jordan's form is obviously a cause for pause. But at the same time, we got to see how he does this week at the Houston Open. It's a Texas course. Maybe he'll get some mojo, find some momentum, carry it into next week at the Masters where we know he's going to be in contention. So grab it now at the 60 number. That's crazy. Besides that, stay tuned for more content from me this week. I'm EdinaRealChi on Twitter, and I do a Preferred Lines podcast Monday nights with Joe Idoni, and I do a Preferred Fantasy Golf podcast with Eric Martins, and that airs Tuesday nights. Stay tuned for those things. We'll see you soon. Thanks again for watching. Bye.